Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast with Pastor Paul White. This 5-minute podcast is designed to reveal to you the loveliness of our Lord Jesus.
Hello, friends, and welcome to the DDP. Good to have you with me today as we begin the brand new month of June. And I just want to say how excited that my family and I are. We have relocated to sunny Santa Clarita, California, and are very, very excited about the next chapter in our lives that the Lord is working. And we have an upcoming meeting in Tehachapi, California. We'll tell you about that in a few days. You can check our website or our Facebook page if you'd like some more information. We will be doing some more meetings in the Southern California area before going back out on the road a little bit later in the summer and into the fall, as we will do quite a bit of travel. And we'll tell you about those as we get going. We are in the 5th chapter of the book of Ephesians, have had quite a tremendous journey through this book, and I feel like we have covered some very, very essential ground, but I feel like heading into the 5th chapter now, we are going to get into some stuff that is a little bit controversial, particularly in the eschatological field. And what eschatology is the study of last days or end time events. And I'm going to have to cross a bridge in the 5th chapter that I haven't went too deep into in a lot of my studies, but let me rephrase that. I've went deep into them in my studies. I haven't always went real deep into them in speaking to our audience. And so we'll have to do a little bit of that as we get deeper into this section in the 5th chapter. Paul's talking about not letting fornication, uncleanliness, covetousness be named among us as is fitting for the saints. Verse 4, neither filthiness nor foolish talking nor coarse jesting, which are not fitting, but rather giving of thanks. For this you know, that no fornicator, unclean person, nor covetous man who is an idolater has any inheritance in the kingdom of Christ and God. Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. So this brings us to some very, very important points in regards to what we see in the message of grace and what we preach in the message of grace versus the idea of a wrath-filled God full of vengeance and mad at everyone sinning. The juxtaposition, of course, is that in the message of grace we say that God is no longer mad at sin, that he has paid for our sins on the cross, and that he just wants men to believe, and that's the message of grace. And then we're confronted by these moments in Ephesians 5 where Paul is very specific in mentioning sin, and some of the things he mentions don't even seem like that big of a deal, like coarse jesting or foolish talking. And most of us participate in some sort of foolish talking, probably at least several times a day. And what is our options? Are we to stop having a good time? Are we to stop joking around with one another? Are we to go back to being some sort of religious bore who is a bit of a prude, who is scared to joke, I say go back to, because I've seen a lot of that in my walk with God, where people were so afraid, so scared. I want you to realize that Paul, and this will set us up for tomorrow, Paul is really staring down the barrel of the gun, so to speak, at the end of an era, and believes that the church only has so much time to do a great work in the midst of a people who have lost their way. And the framework of the early church was built around a pending event, a last days event that was not thousands of years in their future, but was in their immediate future. And it would signal the end of everything as they know it. To this end, we'll go tomorrow. See you then.
Thank you for joining us for the Deeper Daily Podcast. For more information on our ministry, visit www.paulwhiteministries.org.